Montana State University Billings welcomes you to this internet broadcast of Yellow Jacket Sports.
And welcome to the Yellow Jacket Coaches Show. Ken Adelblue talking with the head coach for the Montana State Billings men's basketball team, coming off a very, very impressive win over Northwest Nazarene, a game they won by 30 points, and a loss, unfortunately, to Central Washington in a very tightly contested contest, 70-65. Coach, let's get that one out of the way first. Let's talk about this one. You know, this was an interesting game from the standpoint you're coming off scoring 118 points in your previous game. I don't care if you did play 10 extra minutes. That's a lot of points to score in the first half. You know, no two ways around it. You guys had 21 points against Central Washington. From a coach's standpoint, when you go in at the half, what are you thinking and what was going through your mind there?
Well, yeah, I was really disappointed in the Central Washington game and the fact that where we really needed to be tight in our half-court execution, look back to the middle of November. You know, we did not look tight in what we did. And, you know, and again, I give credit to Central for some of that. But we weren't patient. We played in a hurry. You know, instead of waiting for the screen to take place, we just cut. We forgot actions in the half court. And when you play people as good as Central, you can't, hey, we're going to give you the first half. You can't do that. You know, I use golf analogies, and I don't golf, and I don't know why, but I'll use me as a golfer. I'm sure I couldn't give you a bunch of holes. You'd have to give me holes. You know what I mean? Because I'm such a, you know, I'm not a great golfer. Well, we basically just handed them over, you know, we were a charity. And we've talked about how we can't be that, and we were that, and we had control of that. Now, in the second half, when we start running our stuff correctly and we start executing, we shoot 65%, you know, and it's a mindset, and I don't understand that. I can't put my finger on why we looked like we did in that first half. I really can't, because practices were good, preparation was good, plan I thought was good. We just, you know, maybe the full court pressure got us out of whack, but it's not the first time we've seen that, and we've handled it and played admirably with it. So anyway, that game's behind us and have to move on.
Interesting point, though, at that. If somebody, I don't know how you feel about it, but if somebody would have told me at the half that you would have only had 21 points, I got to be honest with you, I'd have thought, oh, man, we're out of it. We're in trouble. I mean, you've got one of the top teams coming in from the GNAC, the team that was picked to win in the preseason. Truth of the matter is, though, they only got 32. I mean, it's not like they were just lighting things up either. So despite the fact you only scored 21 points in the first half, you know, you were still really in the ball game, which was evident by what happened in the second half. So from that standpoint, if you look at 32, I'm sure somebody would have told you before the game, hey, you're going to hold Central Washington to 32 in the first half. You'd probably take that.
No question. And, you know, overall, I was, you know, telling Dr. Gray this the other day. I said, you know, if you would have told me, or somebody would have come up to me, you know, 2.5-3 months ago and said, hey, you're gonna beat somebody by 30 points in the conference, or after having seen some early film of Central Washington when they, you know, Colorado School of Mines and some other really good basketball programs, they blow them up by 30. If you just said, hey, you're gonna shoot 28%, and you're gonna hang around the whole night, I would have told you need another lobotomy because the first one didn't kick in very well. So, you know, I guess, you know, overall, it was probably our best defensive weekend. You know what I mean? It was, would you give it an A? No, I don't think we've ever played an A defensive performance here. But it was our best defensive effort. I thought we were physical down in the post more so than we've ever been. And that was a real attribute to our kids.
Yeah, I think watching the game and just announcing it, I think it was probably a frustrating game for both teams. I know you all were probably frustrated in the first half, but you know, Central Washington never looked like they got into their comfort zone either. And I think that, again, just like you gave Central Washington some credit for some of your travails in the first half, obviously, you know, obviously some of the problems they were having had to be attributed to what you were doing.
Well, you know, you take Bettinger, who I think might be one of the best players in the conference. Penicillo's could be the other best player in the conference. And their other sophomore post player who's, you know, a tremendous athlete. They're 7, I think, or 7 for 28, or 8 for 27 or something like that for the night. That was huge. I mean, because they scared me to death because of their size and their strength. And, you know, Penicillo was just player of the week with Mike Hall last week, and he's, you know, putting up great numbers. And so for him to be 2 for 12, that was a really good performance by our guys defensively, and kept us in the game when we weren't very good offensively in the first half.
Now we'll get to the fun stuff on the second part. Going to talk about that big win over Northwest Nazarene. That'll be coming up on the second segment of the Yellow Jacket Coaches Show.
Sports Health is for the athlete in all of us. Sports Health is all about getting back into the game, no matter what your game is, baseball, running, basketball, or walking. Sports injuries are cared for by a professional team of orthopedic physicians and therapists with the goal of getting you back into the action. Don't be sidelined. If you're injured, ask your physician to send you to Sports Health at St. Vincent Healthcare.
Welcome to the Yellow Jacket Coaches Show. Canada Blue talking with George Pfeiffer. Again, this segment brought to you by Offographics, Stella's Kitchen and Bakery, Clock Tower Inn, Ortho Montana, Denny Menholtz, Chevrolet Hummer, Farmers Insurance Group, First Interstate Bank, Sign Pro, Perkins Family Restaurant, Rimrock Stages, GM Petroleum Distributors, St. Vincent Healthcare, and Jackets and Company. You're trailing Northwest Nazarene at the half, 30-29. I got to be honest with you, you schooled me a little bit during the post-game show, because I made the comment that I thought it was the second game in a row where you got off to a slow start. You corrected me. I felt sort of like the pupil there, and that was fine. You said this was not a slow start. Central Washington was a slow start. Tell me the difference.
Well, Northwest Nazarene does a really good job of preparing for us, and we kind of struggled, but it wasn't necessarily because we were out of sync. It was because they were playing really well, and they are a really good basketball team. I mean, they're 10-5 or 10-6 or something like that coming into this. Just went over to Seattle Pacific, who's leading our league, and lost by 4. You know, on Wednesday. So, I mean, they've got a lot of pieces. Coach, you know, Hillsies is a really good coach. And I wouldn't say we played a stellar first half, but, you know, I wouldn't say we were, you know, it was nothing compared to what we did when we played Central. And so what we did was we got more pressure on defense in the second half, and that defense created stops. And when we got stops, we converted in the open court. And we hit shots. I mean, it's a pretty simple game when you make baskets. And so we got stops and we hit baskets. So it's 70% for us shooting and 30% for them. And, you know, like I say, I thought we played our best defensive stanza during that period of time. That 20 minutes, I thought that was the best defense that we played. We got up into people. We had good ball pressure. We took their post play away. Their post players are really good, and they've caused a lot of damage to a lot of teams. And I thought our guys really competed down low, and that was a big difference.
Yeah, 36 rebounds compared to 20 for them. You had 9 offensive boards compared to 5 for them. But then from a defensive standpoint with 27 rebounds, obviously that allowed you to get your running game going.
Well, this game for a lot of things did a lot of things for us statistically, because we were about a half a rebound behind. We were minus 5. Now we're plus. We were in the minus column as far as, you know, points margin of victory, or, you know, scoring margin. You really do have to take your hat off to these players. They have really worked hard and gotten better. I mean, I know we've talked about it. I'll talk about it again. If you follow what we were in the beginning and where we are right now, we haven't plateaued. We haven't gotten flat. We've played a lot of home games, and so we're going to have to take this show out on the road. We're the only team in the conference without a road win. But, you know, right now, again, I think 2.5 months ago, if we'd have told people we were going to be in the hunt, you know, in the GNAC, people would be going, yeah, sure, you need a lobotomy.
Let's travel back a little bit because you bring up an interesting point, because I was thinking about this the other day. Coming up on your very first exhibition win, when you topped Dickinson State, I'll be honest with you, 2 minutes into the game, I said, this is a better Yellow Jacket basketball team than last year. Didn't take long for me to figure out that you guys were better. At the end of the game, this was what I was thinking, and this is, I suspect, going through the mind of a few Yellow Jacket ball players. I was thinking, Yellow Jackets have four really, really good ball players. We don't even have to mention by name. I think you know who they are. I was looking at those four players, and I said, you know, I think they could probably play for anybody in the GNAC. My question at the time was this: do they have the supporting cast to make them really competitive in the GNAC? If I were to ask myself that question now, my answer would be yes. I think you do, because you are getting some awful good contributions beyond, I will mention their names, Derek Wright, of course, Travis Bunker, Mike Hall, obviously, and Mario Burns. You're getting some real good production from other folks. Maybe it doesn't always show up statistically, but I think you are getting that support now, and I think that's made a big difference in how you're doing.
Well, you talk about those four guys. Hall leads the GNAC in conference in scoring at 24-something. Burns is the top in the GNAC in assists. And Derek Wright and Travis Bunker are in the top, I think, six or seven or eight in rebounding. So those guys have really – I think those guys have really blazed a trail for everybody else to follow. Now you take a look at, you know, we've gotten great minutes out of Brett Taylor. We've gotten really good minutes. We've gotten good minutes out of Brad Hodge lately, I mean, as far as statistically. And we've gotten really good yeoman work from Henson and Blaine. And, you know, Kirk Blaine isn't going to wow you at the stats. He's just not. But right now, this is a little-known fact. You know what his field goal percentage is right now?
I haven't got a clue. I haven't checked that.
He is 1,000%. He is 11 for 11 in GNAC play.
Now, as a coach, why don't you just have him shoot more? See, I could be a coach. I see that, and I say, Kirk, you got to shoot more.
That'd be like entering me as the anchor man of the 4x100 relay. You know who you are in life. He takes the shot that he's supposed to take when he's supposed to take it, and he makes it. He just plays really hard. I mean, he just kind of gets out there and gladiates, and he really doesn't care if you ever shot the ball. I mean, he really doesn't, and he sets great screens, and he's such a, you know, I know the other guys like playing with him. And so I think one of the things that we have going on, we lead the conference with assists. What we do is we pass the ball. You know, we have some guys that can go one-on-one and make a play. But for the most part, we're really unselfish. And as long as we continue to get better defensively and we can shoot the ball a little bit, the key thing for us is the fact that we share it. You know, this is a really unselfish group, which I think makes them fun to watch to play.
To be honest with you, I look at the halftime of that game, and you're trailing 30-29. And, you know, obviously, I suppose in any half, there are certain elements that might be missing on a game. I don't think there were really in that second half, but in that first half, one thing that's obviously stuck out to me, and I'm sure stuck out to you, you got Michael Hall with 1 point. I look at that, and I said, geez, we're trailing by one, but Michael Hall's got 1 point. I mean, I had a suspicion that you weren't going to bench him because of that. I had a feeling Michael Hall was going to come back and play better. This guy's got 10 points in like the first minute and a half of the second half, and it just seemed like from there it just seemed like the wheels came off for Northwest Nazarene, and it just seemed like you guys were just in high gear.
Well, we never did. You know, one of the things we didn't do in that game is look back. We kept the pressure on. Mike was more aggressive. Mike was more assertive. Mike was more competitive, and I really believe that when you have that mindset, you shoot the ball better. I think if you're just out there playing, I don't think you shoot it nearly as well as if you really have your competitive juices flowing. And I thought Mike really came out and was competitive. He worked to get himself open as well as I've ever seen him work. And the payback is that when he caught the ball, he had a little bit of separation, and he was able to put the ball in the hole.
When we come back, we'll talk about Wednesday's matchup against another very good Alaska Anchorage team. That's coming up on the third part of the Coach's Show.
Your Billings, Sheridan, Cody Yellow Book Yellow Pages is packed with buying information, complete Yellow Pages, business and residential White Pages, community information, area maps, money-saving coupons, even a restaurant menu section. And the easy-to-read format helps you find whatever you are looking for. Available 24 hours a day, 7 days a week, Yellow Pages reach your potential customers at the exact moment they are ready to buy. For more information about promoting your business in the Billings Yellow Book, call 1-800-YB-YELLOW. Yellow Book, not the other book.
Welcome back to the Yellow Jacket Coaches Show with George Pfeiffer. Coming off an impressive win over Northwest Nazarene and a very close loss to Central Washington. But again, that's on the shelf now. Now looking forward to Alaska Anchorage on Wednesday, January 28th. Coach, tell us about this Anchorage team.
Well, they shoot the cover off the ball. I mean, they with Barker and Walker, those two guys together are just they're a duo that's hard to that's hard to slow down. But they have some of the other guys that are shooting unbelievably from behind the arc. I mean, this might be one of the best shooting teams in the conference. I mean, they just have so many people that can make them. They do a great job of spreading the floor. They'll bounce. They have long athletes who can bounce the ball. They're strong, big guards. So they get up and they body in, they chug in, they play really physical. The other thing you have to do with them is you have to weather the first 5 or 6 minutes of the game because they really come out with they throw haymakers in the beginning. So, you know, we need to get our boxing gloves on and throw punches back because these guys have this year in numerous games when they've been had success have steamrolled over the top of people. I think their post player Truman is their glue. He's very unselfish. He sees the floor. He shoots a tremendous percentage. But what they do, they do really, really well. And they're athletes that are big and strong and physical that can shoot the basketball. That's a pretty good combination.
Not looking at the, I haven't looked at the statistics late, though, but I've got to believe with some of the games you've had that, you know, statistic-wise, MSUB's got to be right up there in terms of shooting. I mean, you guys, it would appear from that standpoint that at least that you match up pretty well with them.
Well, I think we're leading the conference in scoring right now, which, again, I'm telling you, 2.5 months ago, if you would have told me that, you know, 6 games into this deal, we would be, you know, we would be with the leading score. We would be with the, you know, the points that we're scoring a game, the field goal percentage, you know, I would have just chuckled, maybe laughed out loud. And so, you know, these guys will run opportunistically. I would be surprised if they came in and really tried to race up and down the floor with us. That's what we would like. That's what we're going to try to perpetuate. But they don't want to do that. I mean, they're just coming off a 66-62 loss to St. Martin's and a win over Western Oregon at Western Oregon. So they're not about to. I would be really, really surprised. Now, if you don't get back, they're going to capitalize on it. But I'd be really surprised if they came down the floor in one or two passes and shot the basketball. Unless you're just playing bad defense, they'll capitalize on that. But they really like to reverse the basketball and control the tempo of the game. So we're going to have to play good pressure defense, and we're going to have to play really good in the half court too.
Yellow Jacket Coaches Show brought to you by Offographics, Stella's Kitchen and Bakery, Clock Tower Inn, Ortho Montana, Danny Menholt, Chevrolet Hummer, Farmers Insurance Group, First Interstate Bank, Sign Pro, Perkins, Rimrock Stages, GM Petroleum Distributors, St. Vincent Healthcare and Jackets and Company. George Pfeiffer, best of luck this week and as we get set, I guess, after that to go on the road. But best of luck to you.
Yeah, we're going to be on the road for quite a while. Now we'll get that toiletry bag out on the counter and leave it there for a couple of weeks. So anyway, it's been a good homestand so far and just hope we can finish it off on Wednesday.
This has been the Yellow Jacket Coaches Show. Thanks, everyone.
The Yellow Jackets and Montana State University thank you for logging on and listening to Yellow Jacket Sports.